Well, it's a pleasure, aloha, to be sitting across Will Kahele. Hi, Will.
Hi, aloha nui.
Office manager, actor, director at Kumukahua, which is Hawaii's playhouse for work by and for Hawaii.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. Your co-director of Lee Cataluna's new play, Uncle's regularly scheduled garage party, is canceled tonight.
Mm-hmm.
With Harry Wong.
Yes.
The other director.
Yes.
And congratulations on it.
It is a real romp. Thank you. Yeah.
they're having a lot of fun. How do you describe what happens in this play?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's a, it says it in the title. It's a regularly scheduled garage party, someplace where everybody gathers every week. And they take their oral food and they take their stories and it's a community thing, you know, and everybody knows each other. And on this particular evening, it's canceled. So everybody comes anyway because, you know, that's where they always go. And then they have to find out why it's canceled. And
they might as well stay because they already brought their potluck food.
Yeah. And they're talking story and they're eating and they're singing. And the more the people come, the more people get into it. And then we find out why.
We do?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are parties like this still happening? Do you have a party like this in your life, Will?
When I was growing up, we had parties like on holidays and special occasions. And we'd always go to Waimanalo to my Uncle Danny and Auntie Janice's house. And the whole family from around the island would, you know, travel there. And it would be a weekend thing. And so the uncles and aunties would, you know, gather in the garage and eat and drink and play music. And
what kind of food?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, what did you have?
I would say mostly Hawaiian menu.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, we had squid luau, lau lau poi, rice, kalua pig, you know,
chicken
whatever.
Long rice.
Yeah, chicken long rice. Yeah. And it would all be in the kitchen. And, of course, you know, the kids had to wait on the adults first.
Yeah,
and then once that was done, you know, we could run across the street, go to the beach, spend all day there.
Yeah.
When the sun went behind the ko'olau's, then we knew it was time to come back to Auntie's house, take a shower, and then relax, and then, you know, watch the adults play paiute or other card games.
What happened to card games, man?
Yeah. And they used to play card games, and we used to watch them get silly and get, you know, inebriated.
All like that. And that's when you can lie down and you could still see the waves breaking in front of your face.
Oh, my gosh,
and your skin still.
We would fall asleep and wake up and they would still be playing cards. You know, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Now, those are some days, right? Do you think they still happen here in Honolulu?
Oh, my gosh. You know, with my family, I think we've all grown up and each separate family has their own, maybe. I don't think anyone has taken up the mantle to invite the whole family over like we used to before.
Well, hard to all fit in the apartment.
Yeah, and and it's hard to fit. And a lot of us have moved to the mainland, or to neighbor islands or something.
Mm.
So it's not as frequent as we'd like to.
And everybody's so busy. It's really hard to schedule this stuff.
Yeah, correct.
You got to book it like a couple months in advance, 1 month in advance.
Yeah, and now you go on Facebook and you say, can you come? You go, no, I can't make it. So you see it in pictures and you go, oh, looks cool.
What are we touching back on when we think about a party like this? I mean, you know, when I think about Lee Cataluna's plays, they're recalling such flavorful and warm things about Hawaii that we used to have in common, I know.
I think what we're touching on is a community of sorts. Why do we all come to these parties? Just like, you know, what you said, why would you come to this party? It's part of, you know, touching on your memories and your feeling for these people around you and what everybody brings to the table.
That's the hilarious thing, is the types and what people bring, like really hilarious. This couple comes and they bring, you know, prime rib and lobster claws and everything. Like that. Oh, no, it's nothing.
Creme brulee.
Yeah, creme brulee.
Yeah. But that's part of what they give.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not unusual for them. That's
They say, oh, no, it's nothing, You know, but that's how they give to, you know, to their
community, and then another, a couple of guys come in, and then you realize that they had just seen the party on Yelp.
Yeah,
and
somebody put it on social media, and that's how they found it. And said, oh, no, you know, this thing, it happens regularly, and, you know, there's pictures even. And, yeah, so that's kind of cool.
It really is. You dragged it into the present somehow.
Yeah, yeah. And even when the audience comes in, you know, they're already playing music in the garage. And, you know, we tell everybody, well, sorry, the party's canceled, but you're invited to stay if you want. So.
Did you figure out exactly, I mean, as you went into the character development, what each person actually would bring in, as their potluck contribution?
A lot of it is kind of, you know, stated in the script. So we try to follow the script as much as possible.
What Lisa said to do.
Yeah, so we have like sashimi, or sometimes we have dry aku.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that. It looked good.
Yeah. We have chicken katsu. I know some of the script says stuffed squid.
Stuffed squid.
I've never had that at, you know, our gatherings.
I've never had that.
I think that might be a special Cataluna family
maybe
thing.
Maybe it's a Kauai thing?
Maybe, or Maui thing.
Maui thing?
Yeah.
Whoa, stuffed squid,
hey,
Lee.
You know, that's why she got the creme brulee and the lobster and fried rib.
Yeah, those are sure some of the Lahaina people.
Yeah, they party. They don't have a party.
Well, geez, it's so much fun to head over to Kumukahua, which is still, this is the last play of this season, right?
This is the last play of this season, yeah.
And you're looking ahead to next season.
We are our 47th season.
I know, it's amazing.
Years, yeah.
You got some good things coming up?
We have four new plays next season, and world premieres, and one by Ed Sakamoto. Called Dead of Night, that we did, I think, back in 2001. Very interesting play about the Union.
How do you get these new plays? I know that you're intimately involved, Kumu is, in developing new work.
We try to look for local playwrights or plays in development, and then we try to foster the play development and help the playwright to workshop their plays. And we have readings, and Harry will, you know, try and guide them along. And
what can someone do if they think, geez, I think I've got a play here, but I just don't know where to start?
You know, Kumukahua offers a lot of playwriting classes throughout the year, and it's a great deal. And sometimes they go for 6 weeks, and it's like one class a week. And we have very talented playwrights, and at the end of the 6 weeks, you will have at least a one act finished. And
oh,
then,
that's
you
great.
Know, we try to give you a reading that, you know, actors will read the play for you, and then you can take it from there. I have a play that's still in development that I think has been, for 6 weeks. And
ooh,
I have others
great.
On the back burners.
Of course.
You know, but
there are other people out there, too, and Kumu will help you get your play up and running.
Because
just
this is what, you know, Kumu is for. It's for the local voice, the local actors, local playwrights, local stories, and what we see and what we know.
And we got to have it on stage.
Yep.
So that's how to do it. And support Kumukahua by maybe investing in a season ticket for their upcoming season. It's going to be fantastic. Find out all about it through their website. Will Kahele, our guest today, co-directed Lee Cataluna's new play, Uncle's Regularly Scheduled Garage Party, is canceled tonight. See it at Kumukahua Theater through July 2nd and find out more at kumukahua.org.
Thank you. Thank you, Noi.
Thank you.